going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, start of another week, and obviously coming off, honest to God, it had to be about as active a sports weekend as I can remember in a long time. I mean, from the NFL draft, from the Eagles standpoint, to Shedeur Sanders, to you know NBA and NHL playoffs, obviously going on. Phillies, they went 2-3 in Chicago, which was really good to see. I mean, we need it. One of those series as a fan base to just feel a little more settled down. Now, how settled down, I don't know. We'll find out. But obviously, a better weekend by the Phils. Look, we're going to get into all of it with you and certainly do it today on the phone lines with you at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Scientists have found that the thickened back of a single-edged razor blade, which is scary, can be dissolved by the human body's stomach acid.
Wow.
Which is very impressive. The thickened back of a razor blade can dissolve with our stomach acid, which the pH of our stomach acid is 1 or 2, which is pretty intense.
I'm not going to try, though.
No.
I'm not going to. Nor are we encouraging anyone to try.
Don't go thinking it's okay.
No, don't go thinking that. What we are going to encourage you to do is react to the weekend. I mean, there are 10,000 different things you can weigh in on. So phone line's obviously wide open for you right now, start of the show. Hop aboard 215-592-9494. From the Eagles selections and how you view what Howie did, to the Shedeur Sanders situation, what you think of the NFL and Shedeur Sanders and that whole thing, to everything else, including the Phils. It's all on the table, 215-592-9494. John, the draft. Bunch of guys. Look, we go through this every year. It's a bunch of players to a large extent we haven't heard of.
Yeah.
Obviously, we knew the first-round pick. We knew the prep quarterback that went, played at Ohio State, and then Syracuse, Kyle McCord. For the most part, many guys you really don't know much about. They walk away with 10 picks. They do not walk away with many early round selections. They load it up in the 5th and 6th round. Do you have a sense of this draft from a Howie standpoint, and what do you make of it, John? Because I'll tell you what, I had a couple of people complaining to me, like, oh, this is so boring. One of my brothers is like, what the heck? I thought we were going to have some picks earlier. And all these picks rolled in next year. They got all these other picks next year. What do you make of what went on from an Eagles standpoint?
Sounds
the last
like your
couple
brother
of days.
Might just want something to complain about.
Maybe.
My overall impression is Howie's no longer being seduced by the numbers generated at the combine, by the how high can the guy jump in the vertical leap, and how far does he broad jump in the standing broad jump. That stuff, while that is exciting, I mean, knowing a guy can run a 4.29 in the 40 electronic, if he's your cornerback, it does give you a sense of, I don't know, added security that he's going to be able to hold up against the speed that the NFL generates. But Howie's no longer being seduced by the measurables. And the standing broad jump at Lucas Oil, you know, that no longer seems to matter. And our last pick in this year's draft, you know, the sixth rounder, Antoine Powell-Ryland, you look at him play, he's a gamer. Like, he was third in the FBS in sacks, 16 sacks, even though he missed their bowl game.
Yep.
Just production, period. Does not have the measurables. I mean, like, in any way. Not extremely fast. He's, you know, 6'3", 258, sort of in between size-wise. And just a guy who can play football. And you appreciate that. A guy who, it looks like when you watch him play on tape, he loves playing football. That's the kind of stuff that matters. And I do think, like, how about, I don't even know how to say the first name properly.
Schmeel? Yeah, I don't know.
Schmeel,
I don't know. I really don't, man.
I mean,
We're gonna play his phone call with Howie Roseman. I think we got that phone call with Howie and him. We'll get to that.
Munden? Should I just say Mondin Jr.?
I mean, it's a hard one to even take on. I'll tell you this.
He makes plays all over the place.
Yeah.
And you know, he's small. And, you know,
well, so
I'm
is
not
the safety. I like the way that safety, I mean, the clips of
in
him,
between
Makuba in the second round.
Well, that's the thing.
To
he's
me, he
looks
exciting.
Or safety.
Yeah.
Makuba is linebacker or safety. You've got Jihad Campbell, who is inside off-ball linebacker or edge rusher. Zach Bond, inside linebacker or edge rusher. You're blurring a lot of lines. And man, once upon a time, I can tell you from an offensive player's perspective, when the New England Patriots would blur those lines and make all their defensive ends and their linebackers wear random, you know, 50 or 90, you couldn't tell that the 6'3", 275 guy was a defensive end who's supposed to put his hand down on the ground, or a edge linebacker who might be putting his hand down on the ground, depending on the look. It got so confusing, and Bill Belichick and company, they took full advantage of the confusion in offenses, and that generated sacks, that generated wins for that team. I think another huge factor you take away from this draft, lots of picks. Props to the guy who went to Michigan and Stanford. That's good thinking. Good thinking on that one. But, you know, you got a couple projects, you know, like the Michigan-Stanford guy, offensive line project guys for the greatest individual offensive line, you know, position coach going. And how he picked players and did not unpick Dallas Goedert. He did not unpick Dallas Goedert in this draft.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal.
It's a
Dallas
big one.
Goedert makes us so much better. He, I think, is going to be on our team.
So, all right, there's a lot to react to, and you can do it all at 215-592-9494. Let me give you my three headlines, and then I do want to get to the Shedeur Sanders situation. That was a wild development all weekend on a lot of fronts. So there's a lot to get to today. Let me give you my three headlines from an Eagle standpoint with this draft, as I perceive it. And by the way, this is admitting you never know, you know, which guy later in the draft is going to rise up and be a great player, if anyone does. I mean, a lot of times no one is a great player. Sometimes you have a situation like Josh Sweat, who almost won MVP of the Super Bowl, who was, you know, a little bit later in the draft. Sometimes you get a Jason Kelce. Sometimes you get a Wilbur Montgomery. But you never...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
No, like in a moment like this, how the hell do any of us know if one of these six rounders is going to turn into the next Kelce?
Well, the thing that's cool.
No ability to know that.
The thing that's cool is it felt like when I went back and did the research on these picks, the projected, man, I'm telling you, like projected round,
right.
It was always a couple rounds earlier than when the Eagles ended up taking
which
them.
Is probably why the Eagles got high grades. I don't want to say across the board because I didn't see every single draft analyst breakdown. The ones I saw, Mel Kiper, ESPN.com with Tim McManus, Eagles got big grades. Yes. I mean, Eagles got high, you know, A's and A minuses from a lot of the people that observe the draft in a hardcore way and then review
it. They did a good job in terms of value, getting the right guys at the right time.
And they certainly picked, other than tight end, and we'll get to that in a second, many of the positions you'd expect that they would want to get, they got. Now, let me give you my three headlines. Headline number one, and this one is a to-be-determined, but we're hearing more people say it, Jahad Campbell is an edge rusher instead of an inside linebacker. Now, this goes completely contrary to on Friday when John and I started the show, and for the first couple hours, how we perceived it. Because obviously, you know, he had played inside linebacker near the end of his tenure with Alabama. And so we had the assumption that this was a N'Kobe Dean replacement and not an edge rusher guy. And we were about two-thirds of the way through our show on Friday, and Elliot, when he was on with us, was like, hold on a second. You guys are misreading this. This guy's an edge rusher who, with his versatility to play inside, can, to the point John brought up earlier, create some confusion for defenses and mismatches and all that sort of stuff, and it's a chess piece for Vic Fangio. But Elliot was very clear, this is an edge rusher who can play inside, not an inside guy who can play edge. So that's like the single most important thing from this draft, as I perceive it right now, is that really how they'll use him on the edge? And then if so, what does that mean about N'Kobe? Hopefully he's coming along better than who knows? We don't know on the N'Kobe status. But that was an interesting development, you know, the first day of reaction. That was Friday. So that's number one. Number two, I thought the safety from Texas, I thought he looked, I think he looks like an exciting player. Now, let me be clear. I thought Davion Taylor 5 years ago looked like an exciting player.
He did look really exciting.
I mean, ESPN was showing that guy's highlights. I'm like, man! Yeah. Look at the way he strikes a guy.
Well, he looked really short, but he looked really explosive.
And this guy, you're saying Taylor or this dude?
Well, I'm talking Taylor? 5 years
ago.
Yeah,
no, I agree. Because this guy also looks small. I mean, you can tell he's small. It's obvious. I mean, you could just see with the highlights that the safety from Texas, Mukuba, is, you know, not exactly Ronnie Lott. He's smaller, way smaller. But he does look like someone who can strike, and he does look like someone.
He's probably about the same size. I wonder what Ronnie Lott's size was.
Well, Ronnie Lott had very big shoulders and packed a punch. But look, this guy packs a punch. So bottom line is this guy a starter or not? My guess is they want him to be year one. Remember, Brian Dawkins, second round safety, started year one. This team could use this Mukuba guy to start year one. We'll see. Third headline. John touched on it. It is not an insignificant reality. No tight end drafted by the Eagles. What does that mean? Well, it certainly means Dallas Goedert has more leverage than he would have had if the Eagles had taken a tight end in the first or second round. For sure, for sure. And I find it pretty surprising that with 10 selections, none of them were tight ends. So listen, maybe this Goedert thing's going to work out. You know, I mean, we're going to play the audio coming up shortly here of what Howie said in one of the press conferences over the weekend about Goddard. I mean, he didn't really change his tune, you know. But the reality is that a lot of people, and John, I know you're one of them, don't want Calcaterra to be a starter. I am struck by the fact they were still playing at a high clip when Calcaterra was out there. But I'm also, you know, with common sense, I know Goddard's better. I really hope it can work out because, man, I'm a big Goddard fan. He's been a heck of an Eagle. But they have been at an impasse. And we don't know that impasse gets fixed just because they didn't take a tight end. I was shocked, John. Not shocked that they didn't get a tight end in rounds one or two. We knew that was certainly possible with what they wanted to do defensively. But, I mean, if you said to me on Thursday morning, Joe, what are the chances they make 10 picks and none of them are tight ends?
Yeah.
I would have told you less than 2%. I mean, I was really surprised by that.
Well, here's the thing. I was very surprised also. I expected some safety net, so to speak.
Yeah.
But then I look at the roster. Man, the extended offseason roster. We've got a lot of tight ends that none of us know much about. Kylan Granson, Harrison Bryant, Nick Muse, EJ Jenkins we know a little bit more about. Cameron Latu. These are players who have been around this league for a little bit. A few guys from San Francisco. Guy from the Las Vegas Raiders. Guy from the Indianapolis Colts. Guys who, you know, know how to play, and I have no idea how good they are.
Right, exactly. All right, look, all of it on the table for you. 215-592-9494. Phone calls up ahead. Also, the Shador Sanders situation, we're getting to that. Seltzer's out today. Rhea's out today. We got Devin in, Fran in for Seltzer. He got held up in a plane situation. Not held up. It's the wrong way to put it. His plane got delayed. He didn't make it back. And then no stick up. All right, Seltzer's fine. But he'll be back tomorrow. Ray's back, I think, on Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. All right, phone calls on all these topics. 215-592-9494. What do you make of what Howie did and what Howie did not do with the NFL draft? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make a heads-up play with player performance trends. That means whether you want to bet on a player to score 30 points or put up a triple-double, you can check out the latest stats and see who's hot without leaving the app. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Just go to FanDuel.com/JohnR today, J-O-N-R. If you don't already have FanDuel, playoff time is the perfect time to join. You'll get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. That's FanDuel Sports Fan. FanDuel.com/JohnR to win big today. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP.